Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, and sitting in for my pastor, Prophet Ardy Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that's all you have to do is call in your prayer requests. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Again, at this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is up.
Hi, my name is Evangelist Hilda, and you're listening to Pray One for Another, 626-213-5681. And call in your prayer request, for my God is truly able.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. Let us pray. Lord, sometimes this world can become a place of busyness, frustration, and confusion. Slow us down, Lord, that we might see the needs of those around us. Today, help us show mercy to those in need. Today, let us spread the kinds of words, thanksgivings, and celebrations in honor of your son today. Forgiveness rule our hearts, Lord, and every day, Lord, let our love for Christ be reflected through deeds of kindness for those who need the healing touch of the Master's hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Won't you open up your heart and let Jesus come in today? Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
You might be sitting there thinking to yourself, where is my God now? So many hypocrites professing to be Christians, lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you, because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. Times in your life when you don't know what to do. It seems like everything is going wrong and you don't know how you make it through. Neighbor, because Right here in church, someone is hurting. All you have to do is throw your arms around them and open up your heart and let Jesus come in.
Hi, my name is Evangelist Hilda, and you're listening to Pray One for Another, 626-213-5681. And call in your prayer request, for my God is truly able.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Here we go, y'all.
Whatever you touch,
in the darkness,
you
ready to start a business, a practice. Yeah, write a book, score a film. Somebody's gonna walk out of here and go right into their inheritance. Come on, tell them what it is. Say it, children.
It's yours. It's yours. It's your inheritance.
Wave your hand because you know you're gonna go get it.
It's yours.
It's yours.
It's yours.
It's yours.
It's your inheritance.
Come on, y'all, talk to them. Tell them, say it.
Amen. Praise God. Father, let me be a woman who strives to do your will here on earth. And as I do, let me find contentment and balance. Let me live in the light of your will and your priorities for my life. And when I have done my best, Lord, give me the wisdom to place my faith and my trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Again, you're listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. This evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. And all you have to do is call in your prayer request at 319-527-62. Praise be to God. At this time, it is time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God. Praise God. The title of this message is Heavy But Hopeful. Praise be to God. And the scripture reading is coming from Psalms chapter 88, verses 1 through 13. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. where it says, oh God, oh Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out to you by day. I come to you at night. Now hear my prayer. Listen to my cry, for my life is full of troubles and death draws near. I am as good as dead, like a strong man with no strength left. They have left me among the dead, and I lie like a corpse in a grave. I am forgotten, cut off from your care. You have thrown me into the lowest pit, into the darkest depths. Your anger weighs me down. With wave after wave, you have engulfed me, Selah. You have driven my friends away by making me repulsive to them. I am in a trap with no way of escape. My eyes are blinded by my tears. Each day I beg for your help, O Lord. I lift my hands to you for mercy. Are your wonderful deeds of any use to the dead? Do the dead rise up and praise you? Can those in grave declare your unfailing love? Can they proclaim your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Can the darkness speak of your wonderful deeds? Can anyone in the land of forgetfulness talk about your righteousness? Oh Lord, I cry out to you. I will keep on pleading day by day. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the doing of his mighty words. Amen. So these scriptures are saying that, have you ever felt as though you have hit the bottom? The writer is so low that he even despairs of life itself. And although everything is bad and getting worse, he is able to tell it all to God. This is one of the few psalms that gives no answer or expression of hope. Don't think that you must always be cheerful and positive. Grief and depression take time to heal. No matter how low we feel, we can always take our problems to God and express our anguish to him. Amen. Praise be to God. The text for this message is coming from Psalms 88 and 1, where it says, Lord, you are the God who saves me. The writer says, in a Peanut comic strip, the very enterprising character, Lucy, advertised psychiatric help for 5 cents. Linus found his way to her office and acknowledged his deep feelings of depression. When he asked her what he could do about his condition, Lucy quickly replied was, snap out of it, 5 cents, please. While such lighthearted entertainment brings a momentary smile, the sadness and gloom that can grip us when real life happens is not that easy dismiss. Feelings of hopelessness and despair are real. And sometimes professional attention is needed. Lucy's advice wasn't helpful in addressing her real anguish. However, the writer of Psalms 88 does offer something instructive and hopeful. A truckload of trouble had arrived at his doorstep, and so with raw honesty, he poured out his heart to God. I am overwhelmed with troubles, and my life draws near to death. Verse 3. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Verse 6. Darkness is my closest friend. Verse 18. We hear, feel, and perhaps identify with the psalmist's pain. Yet, that's not all. His lament is laced with hope. Lord, you are the God who saves me. Day and night, I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn ears to my cry. Verses 1 and 2 and verses 9 and 13. Heavy things do come, and practical things such as counsel and medical care may be needed, but never abandon hope in God. Question. When have you turned to God in the midst of your despair? What's keeping you from crying out to him now? Let us pray. Father, help us to see your open, welcome arms regardless of our situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, this is our sweet hour of prayer, where we pray from 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday through Friday. And our call-in number is 319-527-6204. You can call in your prayer request at any time. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise God.
The heart of his spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquities to the image of glory. The heart of his spirit lives. Righteousness, chosen to serve the King of Kings. The Son of God walked this earth, bringing grace to the undeserved, crucified in our place, forgiving sin. Feeding the heart of the spirit takes residence in me,
got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
That's all you got. That's all you got.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. In Deuteronomy 4, 30 through 31, in the CSB Bible says, when you are in distress and all these things have happened to you, you will return to the Lord your God in later days and obey him. He will not leave you, destroy you, or forget the covenant with your fathers that he swore to them by oath, because the Lord your God is a compassionate God. Amen. Praise be to God. Heavenly Father, when we are troubled, you healed us. When we are afraid, you protect us. When we are discouraged, you lift us up. You are our unending source of strength. Lord, let us turn to you when we are weak in times of adversity. Let us trust your plan and your will for our life. And whatever our circumstances, Lord, let us always give the thanks and the glory to you. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And you have been listening to our Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose will come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. So while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will continue playing our inspirational music until our speaker arrives. Praise be to God.
Withholding nothing. Come on, you say.
Praise be to God. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Oh, my goodness. I am burning up. It's hot. It's one of those days. It's hot. It's hot.
Man, we need some of that
heat. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I'll take it.
It's hot. It's hot.
I can imagine.
Well, you know, when I got on and I said, it's hot, it's hot, I thought I was talking, oh, my goodness, glory to God, don't get me started. I thought I was talking about the weather. Oh, my goodness.
Ooh.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the word. It's
Amen.
Hot. It's right
yes.
off the press. My
Ooh.
Goodness, glory to God. You have got to give ear to hear. What thus says the Lord today. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you because you woke us up, clothed in our right mind. Divine healings within our bodies, oh God. You saw fit to allow us to see another day. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name. Thank you for doing it, God. Thank you for loving us the way that you do, oh God. Thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us, oh God. Father God, as I come forth with your word, oh God, not my word, but thy word, I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God, would give ear to hear what thus says the Lord. My goodness, and that your word would not fall on deaf ears, oh God. Somebody is going to hear something in this word and say, what must I do to be saved? How do I get back to the Father? Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Jesus said, I am the way. And so
yes.
today he is showing you the way to get back. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Have your
yes,
way on
Lord.
This line right now, precious and heavenly Father. Do it for your people, oh God, for the love of your people. Do it right now. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
My goodness, when I say it's hot, it's hot. It's so hot, I can't touch it. I can't touch it, it's so hot.
Yes.
My goodness. Now, you know, that's pretty hot when the preacher can't touch it. I can't touch it. It's hot. It's hot. It's on fire.
My Lord.
Here we go. My goodness. We got to give honor to where honor is due because that's God's way. Not our way. That's God's way. God said to recognize those. Come on now. Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
To the apostle, the visionary of this line, we give honor to the man of God, Apostle R.D. Wiggins. We thank God for his lovely bride, Lady Nadine. We
Amen.
Honor their assistant pastor, Evangelist Phil, the awesome woman of God.
Yes,
I mean, she's going to do whatever God puts her hand for. She's going to, and oh, my goodness, thank you, Holy Ghost. She's going to do it willingly. There's a difference between doing it and liking it. She does it willingly. And so we bless God for Evangelist Phil. We thank God for Apostle Jackson, Dr. Verlene Turner, Prophetess Watson, and all of these. Leaders have come, started with us, and they took off to different parts of the vineyard. But we still lift them up in prayer.
Amen.
Right? They started with us, and we remember the work that was done while they were with us. They were with us. So we bless God for them, and we know that they still chucking along doing the work of the Lord. We thank God for all of them. We thank God for the love of my life, Pastor Stephen DeVos. I'm telling you, you got... so much word going that my lips can't even control all the words trying to squeeze out my mouth. The words trying to squeeze out my mouth right now, they want to come out so bad. But you know what? God said, be anxious for nothing. I ain't got to be anxious to get this word out. Come on now. I can take my time and allow the Father to bring this word forth the way he wants it to come forth.
Praise
but we bless God for all of the leaders, the fivefold leaders that are connected to this ministry. We thank God for all of you that have tuned in, whether you're on the radio, whether you're on the telephone, on the internet. Thank God that you took the time to give ear to hear what thus says the Lord through Pastor Kathy Dubow. So we thank you, thank you, thank you. And for those of you that don't know yet, Led by God Christian Ministries is now located in Phoenix, Arizona. Although we haven't opened the doors yet, but we will. But for now, we're still on Zoom and Block Talk Radio. So we're still getting that word out. Here we go. God bless all of you. I pray that you all get something out of this word today. Yeah. So hot, I got to get into it. Okay. You know what? It's so hot, I ain't even lying. I wanted to run in there and put my bathing suit on. It was so hot. I said, ooh. Lord, I can't preach in no bathing suit. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I know y'all going to wish you going with that. Hey, hey, hey. I got to throw my personality in there somewhere. Here we go. I told y'all it was hot. Guess where we coming from? We're coming from Revelation chapter 2. Yes, ma'am. Chapter 2, verses 20 through 29.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Thank you, God. Revelations all the way in the back of your Bible. Mm-hmm. Chapter 2, verses 20 through 29. Thank you, God. Have your way, Father. Here we go. But I have this against you. You tolerate that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess by teaching she misleads my servant to be sexually immoral and to eat food sacrificed to idols, even though I have given her time to repent of her immorality, she is unwilling. Oh, my God. I love this word. Thank you, Father. Behold, I will cast her onto a bed of sickness, and those who commit adultery with her will suffer great tribulation unless they repent of their deeds. Then I will strike her children down and all the churches who know that I am the one who searches mind and heart. Oh, my goodness. 23, I got to circle you. You on fire. That knows that I will, the one who searches minds and hearts, and I will repay each one of you according to your deeds. But I say to the rest of you in Thyatira who do not hold to her teaching and have not learned the so-called deep things of Satan, I will place no further burden on you. Nevertheless, hold fast to what you have until I come. And to the one who overcomes and continues in my work until the end, I will give authority over the nation. He will rule them with an iron scepter and shatter them like pottery, just as I have received authority from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Oh, my goodness, 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 God.
Praise be to God.
May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of the word of his word. Amen.
Amen.
The title of this message is, Do You Hear Me? Do you hear me? You know what? This is wonderful. And thank you, Holy Ghost. He's so sweet. He gave me this. Y'all bear with me, okay? I told y'all I'm running fast because the word was hot. I got to back up to verses 18 and 19. Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. And then y'all heard 20 through 29. 18 says, to the angel of the church in Thyatira, write, these are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like a blazing fire and whose feet are like polished bronze. Number 19 says, I know your deeds, your love, your faithfulness, your service, your perseverance, and your latter deed, oh my goodness, are greater than your first. And then he goes on to, but I have this against you. That's why, oh, I looked down at the paper and said, I thought he said something else. But I realized on another paper I had those other two verses. God, we thank you for your word today. Let it come forth in a manner that is pleasing unto you and a blessing unto your people, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. He, you know what? He does like every other parent, every other teacher. And for those of you that don't know, oh, did I not tell? Yes, I did. The title is Do You Hear Me? You know what? When you go to be a supervisor or manager on a job, they take you through these classes. And in the classes that I've taken, most of the time, when you're in those classes, they all say the same thing. I said most of the time. Some of the time, they say what they want to say. But most of the time, they all are saying the same thing. This is one of the things they teach us. Before you get ready, before you get ready to write up or say something bad about your employees, always tell them how good of a job they've done, yes. Right? Sing their praises first and then come back and beat them down. But you got to sing their praises first, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, why you got to sing their praises first? Just tell them what they did wrong. And they said, oh, but you know what? You did some good stuff. No, God said, don't do it that way. He says, I'm going to sing their praises, and then I'm coming through the back door to get them. Mm-hmm. And you guys under the sound of my voice, you know that I always go, okay, I got to tell you about what I was taught from my mom and my daddy. My mother and father taught me so much stuff, it ain't funny. And here it is. My mother had this thing. She would always line up her girls, and she had six girls and a boy. And she'd line us up and say, we getting ready to go such and such a place, or we getting ready to go such and such a place. And my mama said, don't y'all embarrass me. You hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we're like, we kids, how we going to embarrass her? She said, don't go nowhere acting like you're hungry. Don't go nowhere acting like you ain't got no sense. Don't go nowhere acting like I ain't never taught you no manners. When you get in there, you better say hello, thank you, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, please. And so we like, can we go now? And she got to run all this down. Every time we get ready to go someplace, she say the same thing. She remind us of what she's taught us. And, of course, you know, she always going to have a couple of kids that are going to fail the test, get out there and embarrass her. And I hate to say I was one of them. Ah! Not this time, I wasn't one of them. Yes, I was. My goodness, glory to God. And so we get where we were going, and we'd be doing all kinds of stuff. And, you know, you're a kid. Your mind don't remember all that stuff she ran down. But here's the thing. She was running down every time you're going somewhere.
Yes.
So it's as if she was saying, you have no excuse for not remembering what I told you. Because I say it every time, same thing. Mm-hmm. And so I get out there, or me and my sister's the one that feel like, you know, froggy, and they going to leap and don't think they ain't going to get caught. We do all kind of stupid stuff, and my mama will give you the look. She gave us all a look. And then, you know, the ones that ain't did nothing, she give you a different look. So you know you're not in that group. Mm-hmm. So she looked back at you and give you that smirk, and then she looked back at us, and her face would be so serious, you like, uh-oh. Something ain't right, because she was just smiling. She'd come up on you if you were really, really bad, because most of the time she gave you the look. But if you were really, really bad, she'd come up on you and go, you know I'm going to get you when you get home, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Huh? But here's the thing. Then she take you out. Y'all leave from there. You go to your aunt's house. You go to your other aunt's house. You go to the store. You go get ice cream. You're doing all this stuff. And then your little pea brain, you say, oh, thank you. I love it when we stay out a long time because you know she ain't going to remember all that stuff.
Yeah.
Thank your mind. Soon you get through the door. She been on reach for that little stitching cord of that belt. You're like, wait, that was like 9 o'clock this morning. It's like 8 o'clock at night. She still remembers? Yeah.
Hello.
And she tell the rest of them, y'all go on in the room. Go on in the room. Because the one she going to get, y'all sit y'all tails right there. I got something for you. Now, on that note, watch this. God was singing their praises, right? I love it because you know what he did? He said, tell the angel of the church, right? He said, write this to him and let him know what I'm saying. So the angel of the church, the angel of the church is who? The shepherd. Whoever the shepherd is of the house that he left or he put in place over his, oh my goodness, watch this, over his sheep. Not your sheep, not their sheep, his sheep. You are a shepherd over the sheep that God has put before you to lead, right? When he asked Moses, I want you to go lead my people. Oh, my goodness, that ain't a preface. He said, I want you to lead my people out of Egypt.
Yes.
Moses said, I don't talk that good. I can't go mess with them people. But here's the thing. Forget about all that. All he said was, Moses, I want you to go lead my people out of Egypt. So if you understand that, you understand that he's saying, I want you to go shepherd my people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it twisted, Kathy. They're not yours. They're my people. Those are my sheep. You are a servant of the Most High God. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. In fact, you're a shepherd of the only God. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because, you know, when you say the Most High God, you know, sometimes people interpret that as if there's another God. Yeah, the little one, the little G. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so God is saying, this is what I want you to go tell that shepherd of the house. He says, I know y'all been faithful. I know y'all been good. I know y'all been loving on me. Y'all been doing some wonderful things over there. But I have this against you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the first time he said it. He said it a couple of times in Revelation. He says, oh, you did this, you did that, but I have this against you.
Yes.
So you know what that means when he keeps saying that he's got this against you. He's got some things against you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why he says, do you hear me? Because he really aims for us to get this. There's a lot of stuff going on right now, right?
Oh, yes.
And people are not paying attention to what God is saying. Mm-hmm. They are thinking that he is no longer on the scene. They are thinking that their life is their own. They are thinking they can do whatever it is they want to do. Right? And God is saying, I've seen everything you've been doing, but guess who he's talking to? He's not talking to the world. He's talking to the church. He's talking to his people, right? He's saying, I've seen your faithfulness. I've seen you do this in my name. I've seen you do this in my name. I've seen you do that. But nevertheless, there are some things I have against you. And here's the good part. You got to love God. Because what he's really saying is, I know you've been good, but you're doing some stuff that I don't like. You veered off the road that you were on. You was on that straight and narrow road, but somehow you got over here into this wide open territory. And now I got to kind of break your legs. And carry you back in. Yeah, I got to carry you back in because you're not doing what I want you to do. You're not going the way I wanted you to go. Huh? You're doing the things that you want to do again. Right? We get carried away sometimes, and I believe it to be so because I was one of them. You get carried away. You get to thinking you're doing this good and you're doing that good and you're doing this good and that good. And then all of a sudden, when your legs start slipping in the wrong direction, you forget that you was on this path, right? That old self has died out. God has purchased you with a price. And so you start forgetting. But this is how you forget. Somebody comes to you and says, what you going to do? I'm going to study. Study what? The Bible? Oh, girl, we get ready to go to the movies. You don't want to go? Yeah, I study every day. I guess it'll be okay. And you go. And then, wait, where you going? I'm going back to the house. Girl, we getting ready to go over here to Sally's house. Can you don't want to go? We're just going to be sitting around having us some Kool-Aid and talking. Yeah, I guess it'll be all right.
Yeah.
And you get there and they say, oh, we got some wine coolers, Kathy. We got some wine coolers. You want one?
Go ahead, Kathy.
No, I'm just going to have a cooler. One ain't going to hurt you. I don't believe one wine cooler going to send you straight to hell. You right. One ain't going to send me to hell.
Oh,
and you get your happy little lip on that thing, and guess what that does? Open up your taste buds to want another one. Not because it was so good, because you just came out of the heat. It was nice and cold, and you thought, if I just drink this one, it's going to be okay. And then the next time you turn around, it's another and another and another. I use alcohol for my analogy, but trust you me. It's so much more than that, right? And the devil doesn't come up to you and say, come on, let's go sin.
No.
He creeps in there and he gets you to doing it.
Mm-hmm. That's what
he gets
does.
You to doing it little by little, right? Mm-hmm. And you're standing on the shore and you step out a little bit and you step out a little bit more and you step out a little bit more. And before you know it, the current done pulled you in and you're about to drown.
Yes.
Well, that's how Satan comes after us, right? Little by little, until he gets us to that place where we're about to drown. And then after we get to that place we're about to drown, he leaves you, and he go where else so he can get somebody else. You know why I know he leaves you? Because you're sitting there blowing the bubbles in the water. Lord Jesus, help me. Lord Jesus, I didn't help you get out there.
Come on.
I was the one telling you to stay on the shore, but you took me and kicked me to the curb. I love God's word so much. You got to hear me right now, y'all. Bear with me because I'm a little distracted. I got my kid throwing stuff and banging in the background of me. So y'all just bear with me. When God says, do you hear me? He said, I need you to really hear me. He said, you've been doing a lot of good things, but now you're stepping back out again, right? Mm-hmm. And guess what? Make no mistake about it. When he starts talking about Jezebel, he's not talking about a woman. No. Even though it says she, he's talking about a spirit. He's talking about a spirit. Because if anybody know their Bible, you know Jezebel got eaten up by the dogs in the street way back then. So right about now, he's talking about that spirit, that spirit of sexual immorality, right? All those things that are creeping in that is not of God. And what he's saying is, he said to all her children, guess who he's talking about? Any of her followers, anybody that she's given birth to by means of them following the way that she's going. If you're doing anything that she did, that's who he's talking to, right? You're her children. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Watch this. When he was talking, come on, see, I'm being distracted. When he was talking to them, I'm trying to see. He was talking to somebody. He says, you're none of mine, right? You belong to the father of lies, right? Because you're a liar. So if he told them that you belong to the Father of life, you got to understand what he's saying here about Jezebel and her children. He's saying, these are the ones that are following you. Just like he said, you belong to the Father of life. Didn't give birth to you, but that's still your father because that's the one you're listening. That's who has authority over your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so with Jezebel, Jezebel has now given birth to you. Why? Because the same spirit that was on her is on you. You're doing all of the things that God has asked us not to do.
Uh-huh.
And when I say this word is hot, it's hot. You know why? Because God is not the God that wants anybody to perish. And he said, quit saying that I'm a second chance God. And you go, but you are. No. Mm-mm. So when you get to chance number 100, why are you still saying I'm the second chance God? Right? I love Joshua Troop. Joshua Troop came out with that song, Another Chance. Not a second chance. He gave me another and another and another chance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's still giving me chances.
That's right.
And so what he's saying about all of them, they're at the church, and I love it, because he didn't just go to the person. He went to the head of the church, and he says, John, tell this to the angel of the house. Tell him what I'm telling you, right? Not only am I going to hold all of these sheep that you're shepherding over accountable, I'm going to hold you accountable too. You said that ain't what the word said. Yes, it is. Why you got to go to the angel of the house if you're not going to hold him accountable for what's happening in the house? Yeah, it's happening inside your watch. That's why he's saying go to the angel of the house. Let them know. Because some of them act like they don't know. Why? Because they're more concerned with tithes and offerings when they should be concerned with souls.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Preach.
You know what I was telling my oldest son this morning? I said, here's the thing, son. Can't you hook a sister up? He said, Mom, stop. I said, yeah, get them to pay their tithes and offerings and live by God. This dude said, Mom, I thought you was worried about people getting into heaven. Uh-oh.
Oh,
I am. Oh, Lord Jesus, I really am. But here's the thing: the Bible tells them to pay tithes and offerings, but that ought not to be your priority. Your priority is to see souls get saved. That's the priority, right? Oh my goodness, glory to God!
Yes, and
so now y'all doing all of these things that God is not pleased with. Do not think that you can mock God. How do you mock him? You think because you're doing good over here that it wipes out all the bad over here? That's not how it works.
No.
It didn't work that way with my mother, and it's not going to work that way with my father.
That's right.
My mother still had that belt ready to tear us up. Why? Because y'all know I've told you this over and over and over again. And God is saying the same thing. I've told you over and over and over again. All through my word, I change not. I say the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into that place where you're doing those things that are displeasing in the sight of the Lord, he's saying what? Repent. Turn away from that. Huh? Turn away from your wicked ways. Matter of fact, he says, it's my people who are called by my name.
Yes.
So you've already come in, tasted the goodness of the Lord, and you got your feet on the fence trying to climb back over?
Amen.
And you think that he doesn't see you? He doesn't know what you're doing? I may not see you. Peter may not see you. Paul may not see you. But God will always see you.
That's right. Amen. Yes.
I'm telling you, every time I got to preach a word that leads to repentance and God is calling out his people for the wrong they've done, I feel like somebody got their hand on my neck just choking the life out of me. Why? Because it's hard to preach it because no one is sitting there going, oh, yay, hallelujah, amen. No. Well, you need to know that your father isn't always going to start singing you praises and you're going to get blessed and you're going to be prosperous There's times when he's got to chastise you. Why? Because he loves you. If he doesn't chastise you, that means he's not trying to wheel you back in. And if he's not trying to wheel you back in, chances are you'll never come back in.
Come on now. Preach that word.
Because how will you get in unless he draws you?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
And when you fall, how do you get back up if he don't lift you up? Because most people, when they fall, it's hard to get back up because they're too embarrassed. They don't need to be embarrassed. That's not the God that you serve.
That's right.
God doesn't condemn us.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't hold your feet to the fire. No, because if he did, he wouldn't be chastising you. He's chastising you because he's giving you ample opportunity to get it back right. Watch what he says about Jezebel. Oh, my goodness. He says, I have given her, in verse 21, even though I've given her time to repent of her immorality, she is unwilling. So that means I have given her chance after chance after chance after chance. And I'm still saying, do you hear me, Jezebel? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? And she's not willing to hear me. Why? Because verse 29 says, let those that have ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say to the church. He said to the churches. God knows that he has one church, one bride, right?
Yeah.
But there are so many churches out here. There's Baptist, there's Episcopal, there's Lutheran, there's Presbyterian. There's all kind of churches out here. So God is saying, it doesn't matter what church you're in. I'm talking to all of you.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Now, you know, in the top, he says, this is to the church of Thyatira. Thyatira. But guess what? On the bottom, he says, he who has ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
Yes.
I'm not just talking to that church. I'm talking to all of you because all of you are letting false prophets in. All of you are letting false teachers in. All of you are doing away with the gospel of Jesus, and you come up with your own doctrine.
Amen. Yes, they are.
And you've got to hear me when I say it. Your doctrine will not get you into the kingdom of God. Jesus said, I am the way. There is no other way other than to
That's
come through
right.
me.
Yes. He's the only way.
And I'm looking and I'm going, wow, God. Okay, I'll let your people know. When he says, do you hear me? Guess what? You're going to go through this whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole life. You're going to do good here. You're going to do bad there. You're going to do good here. You're going to do bad, do bad, do bad, do bad. Do good, do good, do bad, do good, 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 do good. And guess what he's going to say? Get away from me, for I know you're not. Because in all your goodness, I still saw this and that and that and that. Because what did he say to them? He says, I've seen your faithfulness. I've seen what you have done. I've seen all of this. But nevertheless, I have this against you, because I've also seen this and that, right?
Yeah.
But God is a forgiving, merciful God. How do I know? Because when Moses killed that man, right, for fighting with his people, Moses dug a hole and he tried to bury the man. Well, he did bury the man, but he didn't bury the deed. He just buried the man, because everybody knew of the deed. God knew of the deed. God knew of the deed before the deed took place.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But he still chose Moses. This ought to be good news for everybody.
Amen.
God has already seen all the wrong in your life.
Mm-hmm.
He's seen it all. He's seen the wrong that you're about to do.
Yes.
But when he said he chose you from the foundation of the earth, and he says, I know the plans that I have for you, he still got plans for you.
Amen.
The plans haven't changed or got destroyed because you live in this kind of way. No, he still has plans for your life.
Amen. Praise be to God.
You know what? I was sitting at work today, and I got a phone call. And you know what? They laugh at me in the office because I'm like, oh, my God. All these people be like, hi, Kathy. Hi, Kathy. And I can't respond and say, hi, Brenda. Hi, Sally. Because I don't know them all yet. There's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ones that I know, I still don't call them by name because I don't want the ones that I don't know their name to get offended. So I
right.
just say, oh, hey, dear, how you doing?
Uh-huh.
You. I just don't say
yes.
anybody's name.
That's right.
Right. Until I learn all the names. Right. Hey, and someone called me today. And for the life of me, I'm sitting there going, I don't know who this person is. You know, but they wanted to invite me and my husband out to dinner, and I'm going, wow. And the woman is going, you are just so awesome, and da-da. And I'm sitting there going, I don't even know when she saw me. I don't know when she saw me. But guess what? You don't know. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. You
God
don't know that God sees you, not when he sees you, but he sees you. Because if your mind was thinking on the fact God sees me doing this, he sees me doing that, you would
mm-hmm.
stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he started out singing their praises. He came back in. He said, yeah, but I'm not happy with this. And y'all taking on that spirit of Jezebel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sexual immorality. And sexual immorality has so many cousins and uncles attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And God is saying, I want you to get back
mm-hmm.
to being who you were when you first came into this relationship with me. And then guess what he says to the rest of them? He said, but to the rest of you that have not given in to that way,
mm-hmm.
you're still out there loving on me and holding on. He says, all I'm asking you to do is to keep holding on.
That's right.
Right? He said, don't let go. Keep holding on.
Oh,
right? And
right.
then he says that he's going to reward you for holding on. Guess what he said? He says he's going to give you morning glory.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find me a piece of paper that I wrote on. He's going to give you morning glory. Guess what he's giving you? He's giving you himself. That's what he's giving
the
you.
Morning
That's
glory.
The reward. Excuse me. When he says, I'll give you verse 28. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He says, I'll give you morning star. I'm going to give him to you. Guess what he's
mm-hmm.
saying? I'm going to give you me.
Yes.
Right? You're
mm-hmm.
going to have me. You're going to be in such a special relationship with me if
yes.
you continue to hold on. And guess what? He never told them, you're not going to face temptation again. You're not going to go through again. You're not going to fall again. He said, but hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Fight the good fight of faith. Continue to hold on.
Yes.
And when it's all over with,
yes,
you're going to get that morning star.
Hallelujah.
Right? If you're going to get me, you're going to get everything that belongs to me.
That's right.
Yeah. yeah. All mm-hmm. these mansions in the sky, the kingdom of God, whatever
mm-hmm.
belongs
mm-hmm.
to me is what you get when you get me. He said, but
yeah.
you got to hold on.
Yes.
Huh? Don't give up. Don't be tempted. Don't compromise. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. Hold on. Revelation has never, ever, 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 ever been a good book for anybody to want to read, but it's necessary. That's why it's there.
That's right. Absolutely.
It's necessary. So
mm-hmm.
God's people will bring a halt to what they're doing because that's all he's asking. He's saying, stop compromising. Stop being lukewarm. Stop dipping your feet in places you ain't supposed to be. Come on now. God is saying, I want to give you another chance, but you've got to want that chance. I can't give you something you don't want. And if you want it, you'll stand still, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do, guess what? If you resist the devil, he is going to flee.
Oh, yeah.
He won't keep trying to tempt you because he'll mm-hmm. see you're unmovable and he'll
yes.
go to his next victim.
Yep. That's what he does.
But if you keep falling into temptation, those falls get deeper and deeper and deeper. And as you keep falling and getting deeper and deeper and deeper into that mess, guess what? It's getting harder and harder and harder to come back to the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why every now and again, God has to send a word like this. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't matter how long you take to get to the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter what road you've been on. You're going to face me when
that's
it's
right.
all said and done. Just like my mama said, you hear me? When I get you at home and you're like, okay, but you know, went all over the place. Surely she ain't going to remember. God said he's not going to be mom. You know what that means? I don't have to remember. I just know. I'm not built like you. I'm a spirit. I know all things.
All things.
That's part of my name. I know. I just know. I don't have to remember. Because I told you I don't hold things against you. I don't start building things up. I just know what you've done. But this is the thing that matters to God. It doesn't matter all that you've done. Only one thing matters. Just one. Have you repented or not?
That's it.
And if you've not repented, you've not turned away from your wicked ways, you've not given your all to God, that's the only thing that matters to him. Because once you repent, it's all gone.
Yeah.
Gone again, back in the sea of forgetfulness.
Amen.
That's the God that we serve. He loves us. He's a merciful, forgiving God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
But come on now.
Thank you.
Even God going to get tired of us doing what we're doing. He got tired of them folks back in the Old Testament. And you saw his wrath back there. Thank God his wrath is not the same.
Ooh,
right? And God
trouble.
Is saying, do you hear me? Why he's saying, do you hear me? You get home. I'm going to get you. Either one or two things is going to happen when you get home. When you get home, he's either going to reward you for holding on to your faith, or he's going to chastise you for not holding on and not doing better. God doesn't dislike us. Satan does. God is not trying to kill us. Satan is. God is trying to breathe life. He's trying to love on us. He's a forgiving, merciful, my goodness, glory to God. Why wouldn't you hold on? Life is not over.
That's right.
I'm telling you, when I hear people in there talking about, oh, we're celebrating Sally, she's 100. Oh, the lady that was laughing with me the other day, she says, yeah, I remember seeing you when I came here the last time and you asked me about my car keys. She said, well, you didn't come to my 92nd birthday party. And I was standing there looking at her, not because she made 92, that she even remembered that I didn't come.
Oh, she didn't see your face there.
You think you standing there breathing life into people, some people breathing life into
you.
You.
Yes.
Because they're showing you how to hold on.
Yes. Praise God.
Hold on until the last breath is taken. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't
That's
compromise
true.
Your ways for the ways of the world.
You're
supposed to be loving, forgiving, merciful. The way God treated us is the way he expects us to treat one another.
Yes.
And he keeps saying it over and over and over again because he doesn't want us to forget how to love each other, how to be patient with one another, how to forgive one another. How to show one another mercy.
Yes, yes.
How to support each other.
Especially.
We've got to learn how to love one another. That's what pleases God. It's when we show that we know how to love one another. And not in the presence of other people. It's what you do in secret that God says he's going to reward in the open. It doesn't matter what other people see and think of you. It matters what God thinks. Because when a man's ways please God, guess what? He's going to make everybody else at peace with you. So strive to please God, not man. Man will get you in trouble sometimes.
Yes, he
God
will.
God won't.
Sometimes.
God loves you. He's a merciful, forgiving God. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, there is no greater love than the love of God.
Amen.
He will never, ever, ever turn his back on you.
That's right.
You might turn your back on him, but he'll never turn his back on you.
That's right.
Right? God is telling us today, do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it looks like you're getting away with it, you really are not. When you get before them pearly gates, I'm going to rewind your whole life. Why? Because you never repented. If you would have repented, I would have nothing to rewind.
That's right. That's right.
But if you don't repent,
nothing.
It'll all be sitting there waiting to face you when you get there.
My Lord.
Why don't you choose God today? Give up all that crap. Turn away from that.
Yeah.
Right? I'm telling you, I'm having so much fun right now. And these, my later years of my life, I'm having so much fun. Why? Because I refuse to give up on God.
That's
the same
right.
way he refuses to give up on any one of us. He loves us. And we ought to love him the same way. But how do you do it? By loving on one another.
That's right.
That's how.
Yes.
Now, do you hear me?
Ooh,
do
hear you
hear me?
Hear you loud and clear.
Behold, he says, behold, for everything you do wrong following Jezebel, you're going to pay the price that Jezebel paid. And he's talking about that spirit. If you're going to embrace that spirit and let that spirit operate in you, behold, give ear to hear. Listen to me. You will not go unpunished.
That's right.
But on the flip side of that, if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, you won't go unrewarded. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Amen. Praise be to God. Wonderful, wonderful message. Seemed like the devil's trying to stop this message from coming through, but he is a liar. This message came through loud and clear. Do you hear me? And God knows I want to continue holding on and never giving up until he comes. Beautiful message. And I mean, you explained it so well, and it wasn't really nothing that you can add to it, because the way that you put it across, even a 2-year-old could understand it. Don't give up. God don't give up on us, and we should not give up on him. And we see all the things that's going on around us today. And, you know, sometimes it takes something like death or something terrible to happen to another person
right.
or family member for that person to open up their eyes and see what's going on. And you know, it's very sad that it has to take these people so long to realize God didn't give up on you. You gave up on him. So now
that's right.
taking, you know, your loved one is gone. And right now my heart is kind of on the heavy side because my daughter's mother-in-law is very sick in the hospital with the COVID. Her husband died 2 days ago from the COVID. So they both had it. And, you know, the husband and my daughter and her husband is like, you know, both of them is like this, how can I say this, so devastated or upset to the point.
Yes, they are. They are.
You know, like neither one of them is strong and neither one of them can hold up each other. But I told her,
mm-hmm.
you have to be strong in times like these. You know,
If you weak and he weak, what's going to happen? Somebody got to be there to stand up and to be strong for the other one. Both of y'all can't fall apart. It's just that, you know, it happened so sudden. One minute, you know, they okay and everything, and the next minute they're in the hospital, they tested positive. So that means you had it all the time when you were in the house. You just didn't go to the... You know what I don't like about some people is, like, they want to doctor themselves. They thinking, oh,
right,
it's just a cold or, you know, the flu. No. You know the virus is going on around here. Go to the doctor at the first sight of you know, nobody knows your body.
Yeah, when you see it first coming on, that's right.
Right. Nobody knows your body better than you do. And if something is wrong, you are the first ones to know. Well, God is the first to know. You are the second person to know. But you're supposed to get yourself to a hospital as fast as you can. But by the time they got them to the hospital, they, you know, the husband was already bad, and they had them on the ventilators and stuff. Well, right now the mother is doing better, and then she could relapse, and she had to go back into the hospital, and they got her back on the oxygen and things. She's saying that, you know, she can't breathe and all that stuff. So, you know, that means her lungs shutting
people
down.
People
got
to understand part of that is not just COVID. Part
right.
of it is just a person being depressed.
Yeah. Could
yeah.
I don't know if they were
depressed and unhappy.
Well, yeah, because she's upset that the husband, you know, passed away and she wasn't able to go and see him because both of them were in the, well, they were in the same hospital but on different floors. So they were too sick to go and visit one another. And by the time, you know, she was doing a little better that she could go and see if he's okay, he had already, the doctor came down and told them to go and say their goodbyes because he's not going to make it. And that's what they did. So,
well, you could pray for them and ask God to lift them up because you know their hearts are heavy.
Yeah,
but my
I did.
Thing is, people don't realize this is the time you run to God. This isn't the time you pull even further away. You run
exactly.
to God and go, God, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Help me because you're the only one that can.
Right.
You know, give
I mean,
me that
like,
peace
that
surpasses all understanding.
Absolutely. I had to talk to my
so
child.
So is her husband's family?
Huh?
So it's her husband's family?
Yes. It's his mother and his stepfather, because his father died years ago. So now she
okay.
remarried the again. So this is now the stepfather and his and Philip's mother. But, you know, and then he had to go and both all of them had to go and get tested. Because if, you know, he was going to visit with the mother and then he comes home to his wife and the child. So everybody in the household, you have to go and get tested. So they went and they got tested and their tests and everything came back negative. And so they went today and got their shots. So they went and got the first shot today. Totally. You can't sit in that house and don't go and get the shot. It's better that what's the difference? You're going to get the side effects or you're going to die. So you have a choice. Suffer through the side effects or
90 seconds.
Repent and go about going on home. So
I'm telling you, God is trying to do some wonderful things right now, but of
Absolutely.
Course, you know, the enemy's going to keep kicking and screaming.
Right.
But those that have a relationship with God, they got to understand God ain't going to turn them loose.
No, he's not. And I told her, I said, you got to get yourself up from this here depression and whatnot. Pull yourself together because this virus is no joke. Look at all those people in India. I mean, they're dying like flies. We went through all of that. So if you see that's happening and now you see you just lost, your mother-in-law has the virus, then your stepfather-in-law had it. He passed away 2 days now, just 2 days ago. Why are you hesitating to go and get yourself vaccinated? Ridiculous.
And they got a baby, right? They got a kid?
Yeah, he's 13. I told her.
Oh, wow.
If you don't want yourself to live, think about him. He didn't ask to come here. He's a blessing to you from God. It's your job as a mother to take care of him until he's able to take care of himself. So anyway, she went. She had, because she even sent she took a picture of the paper and she emailed it to me and everything. So to say, I went.
Good girl.
I said, good for you. I'm so proud of you. Now,
that lets you know she hears you when you're talking.
That's right. Read your word. You was born and raised in the church. What happened? I told her, you left God. God didn't leave you. Now it's time for you to go back. You know?
She got a 13-year-old.
Yeah, he's 13. And that's your only child, too? She only have that one child. So you cannot...
Well, you know, Keisha, she can get into that place of loneliness, man.
Man, that's what Keisha do. Keisha goes into that depression. And when she gets into that depression, it's hard to try to pull her out of it. I know I got through to her this time because, see, now it's like real, real close to home.
It's close to home, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't care what anybody says. If anybody got it, it's close to home for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I told her. I said, well, you cannot come to see me. I said, I will talk to you over the phone. And before I even got my shots, I would not let her come to visit. Well, she don't come outside.
And how about your grandson? How's he doing?
He's doing fine. He's doing okay. I talked to him on the phone. Right now, he's just 13. So I think he's at the age, I think it's 16 for the children.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to make it where that even like, you know, little ones can get the vaccination. Because why? They are carriers. And if you have, you know, people at home and they have, you know, diabetes or, you know, asthma, stuff like that, they still can catch the virus and die. So they're trying to get the children vaccinated too. So they started.
Mm.
Yeah. But it is what it is.
Mother's Day is coming and hopefully, will she be able to visit you now?
Not until she get her second shot. She just got the first one, and then you got to wait, 28 days after the first one to get the second. So we both just got the first shot. Because remember now, they weren't at the age where they could get it. So now that they're opening it up, you know, they passed the law that, you know, everybody can get the shot now. Because children were dying from, you had some children dying from the COVID too. So that's why they have to make it to so that the teenagers and them with adolescents and them will be able to get the shots. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I know in California, I got a girlfriend, she be sending me Texas, and I know it's like every other week, and I'm going, oh, Lord, this girl, she ain't going to make it because she's screaming, help me, help me. You know, but she doesn't know how to come out of the depression.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You can tell her all day long to hold on to God.
That depression is something else, honey. But I pray, God answers your prayers, you know.
Yes, he will.
Just because you don't see the results right away doesn't mean that you're supposed to give up. You keep on asking. You keep on praying.
Keep on going, because there was a time when I was going into that depression, and I knew it. And I said, oh, Lord, help me. Because you get tired. You don't want to get up. You don't want to be around nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and that's her.
And I kept screaming, God, help me, help me, help me.
Yeah.
And he did. He brought me out of that thing.
Sometimes she would call me and we would just talk and pray for 8 hours. 8 hours.
Yeah, that was depression, honey.
Mm-hmm.
She got to learn how to laugh, because laughter really will release some of that stress.
Exactly. But I guess she felt like she didn't have anything to laugh about. I said, girl, life is precious. God blesses you. Wake up every single morning. It's a gift from him. Don't take it so lightly.
That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
It is a gift. And
girl,
do not take it lightly.
Pain and all, I thank God for every single day he wakes me up. When I wake up in the morning, I say good morning to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
That's it, because that's the only reason we're still here. He's waking us up.
Absolutely. I mean, if it was my time to go, he would have took me out of here already. But he has a work for me to do.
That's
right. When my time is finished, or whatever it is he has for me to do, he will let me know. Definitely.
Is Block Talk Station in overtime right now?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we ain't supposed to be, but hey.
Hey, how's Mother doing?
Well, the last time I talked to Mother was Saturday, and she, you know, you talked with her Saturday.
Yeah.
And that's the last time. Mother on the, you know, I don't know what's going on with Mother, but she used to come on every day. And for some reason,
that's what I'm saying.
She don't come on every day anymore. She'll just come some. Sometimes she'll, if she remembers, she'll come on Thursday.
I was going to say, it must be when she remembers.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, she said she just, you know, can't make it wherever she's sitting. But she doesn't have the phone sitting right next to her. Sometimes she said the phone would be in another room. And
I'm still praying for all of us.
Every single one of us, honey. We still need prayer.
We definitely need it. But my minutes is going out, so I can't stay on any longer.
All right.
I love
will
you.
See
bye.
You on Saturday. Love you, too. You are so quick to hang up. Buy some minutes. Buy a phone.
Amen. Praise be to God. And at this time, I want to say on behalf of my pastor, Prophet Audie Wiggins, my co-host, Sister Barbara, the Fivefold Ministry, and all of our guests online and those on the internet, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer from 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday through Friday. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening. We love you and thank you for tuning in to Pray One for Another. And on that note, I'm going to play a selection by the Wiki Tones, All Belongs to You. Good night, everyone. God bless you, love you, and shalom.
Belongs to you. Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.